He was not a singer or a musician, but Dick Clark was one of the most famous names in rock and roll. In the 1950s and 60s, his afternoon television show, American Bandstand, was a daily staple for teens across the country, and it changed the way Americans listened to pop music. Born in Mount Vernon, outside of New York City, Dick Clark hit the airwaves before he was even out of high school. His career began in the mailroom of a radio station run by his father and his uncle. Before long, he was on the air and continued to work as a disc jockey through college. Dick Clark returned to the small family-run station after his graduation. One year later, in 1952, he hit the big time, moving to WFIL in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. Soon, he was one of the best-known radio DJs in town. At the time, WFIL also owned a television station that had an afternoon teen dance show called Bandstand. And in a few years, Mr. Clark was the regular host of that program, too. In 1957, the ABC television network decided to take Bandstand national after Clark convinced them that a teen dance show would be popular all across the country.
'Cause they'll be rocking on Bandstand in Philadelphia, PA, deep in the heart of Texas, around the Frisco Bay, all over St. Louis, way down in New Orleans, all the cats.
I was a very young fellow. That show was getting huge audiences in Philadelphia. 65% of the people watched the Bandstand in Philadelphia when it was on. Wiped out all the competition. I said, it doesn't matter. It isn't just Philadelphia. This is a universal language. It'll work everywhere. Trust us. It'll work. Give us 5 weeks. And they, in August of 1957, they did. And as the, you know, they say, the rest is history.
Renamed American Bandstand, the show became one of television's longest-running series and was part of the network's lineup from 1957 to 1987. Everyone who was anyone in the pop music business performed on Bandstand, from Jerry Lee Lewis and the Jackson Five to Prince and the Talking Heads. Paul Anka launched his career on American Bandstand in 1957 with the song Diana.
I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling, I've been told. I don't care just what they say, 'cause forever I will pray. You and I will be as free as the birds up in the trees. Oh, please stay by me, Diana.
I think Dix has been very massive in that he was the first and one of a kind who allowed all of us that conduit to the public, who not only was a very viable force then, but stayed very contemporary through all of these years, and uniquely kept everything that he was about very special.
His initial television success led Dick Clark to diversify. He soon moved into the music publishing and record business, which the U.S. government later saw as a possible conflict of interest. At the time, payola, or bribery, was widespread in the music industry, with record companies paying DJs to play their records. Clark was a prime target of a congressional investigation into this illegal activity. He was cleared of any suspicion, but was required by ABC to sell his publishing and record companies in order to keep his television show. Dick Clark moved to Hollywood in 1963, and American Bandstand went with him. Soon, he started up Dick Clark Productions and was cranking out hit television programs. Some of the shows were music-related, but many were game shows and award shows. He was also an author, leading some to wonder if Clark was a workaholic.
People say, why do you work so hard? You made enough money to retire on when you were a kid. And I said, everybody always should be this lucky to live out the fantasy of their youth. I wanted to be in the radio business when I was 13. Mm-hmm. I started working on it when I was 17, and I don't want to stop.
In 1972, Dick Clark became synonymous with one of the biggest party nights of the year. That was when he launched Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve, and watching the show every December 31st was soon a yearly tradition for millions and millions of Americans. Dick Clark continued to host that show until 2004, when he suffered a stroke that left him partially paralyzed and struggling to speak. But a year later, Dick Clark was back, and even though his speech was, at times, still difficult to understand, many praised his bravery, including other stroke victims. Dick Clark earned countless awards and honors during his long career. He has Emmys, Grammys, a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and is in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. Dick Clark was often teased for his eternally good looks, which earned him the nickname America's Oldest Teenager. He always credited his youthful appearance to good genes and was quoted as saying, "If you want to stay young-looking, pick your parents very carefully." I'm Catherine Cole.
We're going hopping, hop, we're going hopping today. We're things are popping, pop, the Philadelphia way. We're going to drop it, drop, on all the music they play on the bandstand. We're going swinging, swing, we're going to swing in the crowd. I will be clinging, clinging, and floating high as a cloud. The phones are ringing, ring, my mom and dad are so proud. I'm on bandstand, and I'll jump and hey, I may even show my handstand. Because I'm on the American bandstand. When we dance real slow and show all the guys in the grandstand. What a swinger I am on American bandstand. The singer's tuning, he gave the greatest of cheer. My baby's tuning in front of all the TV. So if you're tuning, you'll see my baby and me on the bandstand.